She'd first seen Covent Garden after a heavy snow, walking with her hand in Wynne's, and she remembers the secret silence of London then, the amazing hush of it, slush crunching beneath her feet, and the sound made by trapezoidal sections of melting snow falling from wires overhead. Wynne had told her that she was seeing London as it had looked long ago, the cars mostly put away and the modern bits shrouded in white, allowing the outlines of something older to emerge. And what she had seen that childhood day was that it was not a place that consisted of buildings side by side, as she thought of cities in America, but a literal and continuous maze, a single living structure, because still it grew, of brick and stone. The blue aunt's cell rings from the luggage label bag. Annoyed that she's left it on to ring, interrupting her thoughts, she fumbles it out, expecting Boone. Hello?
Case, how are you? Have you slept? Big End.
Yes, I did.
Where are you?
St. Martin's Lane.
Very close, then. Come to Blue Ant. We need to talk.
Basic business instinct suppresses the groan, but only barely.
When? As soon as you can.
I'm having my breakfast.
When you're done, then, I'll send a car.
No. Wanting as much time as possible in which to get herself up to something like Big End speed. I need to walk.
As soon as you can, he clicks off.
It rings again immediately.
Hello?
Parkaboy, where are you?
St. Martin's Lane.
London? I need to run something by you. We're having a problem with Judy.
Judy?
Judy Suzuki. Keiko.
The girl in the picture?
All 5'11 of her. She likes to drink after work, so she started going over to Daryl's place, and Daryl, he's challenged in the girl department. So he gives her drinks and tries to impress her with how big his computer is. That doesn't work. He demonstrates what a great linguist he is, and the effect her picture's having on this dork in Japan. He reads her parts of Taki's email. She's fucking furious with him, all 5'11 in a leather miniskirt from a bar. Because he's a dickhead to do this to a guy in Japan, this guy who's saying things to her that no man has ever said before.
But he thinks she's a schoolgirl.
I know, but she's had a few drinks, so Daryl is a dickhead.
You're a dickhead, too. I'm a dickhead myself for going along with this. Two older British women look at her as they enter, look away.
Let's save the metaphysics for later. The problem is Judy feels sorry for the guy. She's pissed at Daryl, and by extension with us, and she wants to write him back. She wants to send him more pictures, attachments this time, and make him happy. That's what she says she wants, and if Daryl doesn't want to go along with it, she says she'll go to this journalist from the Chronicle she was dating before and tell him about this pervy hacker and the mission, who's working this scam on this guy in Tokyo because the guy in Tokyo knows something big about that footage in the net.